All right, kids.
Oh my God, Becky, look at her butt. It is so big. She looks like one of those rap stars'
girlfriends.
Who
understands those rap guys?
They only talk to her because she looks like a total prostitute.
A total prostitute. Welcome to Black History Month, February. All day, every day. The entire month of February. Black history. Are we going to do news stories on Black history? Absolutely not. Because I didn't prepare for it. Are we going to do it next week? Probably not, because I'm still not going to prepare for it.
I feel so bad. I've just been thinking about Valentine's Day.
Yeah, no, my wife is not an ally to the Black people.
I feel
but this
so bad.
Is the Human Podcast without any yeehaws or hi-yahs or anything. Now, this month is dedicated to Black people.
I don't know if I'm okay with that.
And their struggles.
I feel like I just need to accept it and move on.
Colin Kaepernick was in the right and he should not have gotten fired, but I'm glad he's still on his fucking feet. We need to stop having these police, arrest these Black men and send them to jail. Start sending crazy white boys to jail. Flip the script for once. Rise above. Rise to the occasion. I am Alex the Truck. With us, as always, is my lovely wife.
Thank you.
Who's going to Burning Man in 2024. And then Courtney, who's probably not going to go to court. Not going to go to Burning Man.
Oh my gosh.
They do have an orgy tent, so you could get plowed out by like some strange dust-covered men.
Oh my God. So you were right. I was trying to look up RV rentals in Sparks in Reno nearby in Nevada for Burning Man dates, and they said if you're looking into booking for late August or early whatever where Burning Man is, and they said you have to call them.
Yeah, because it's going to be a higher charge. Like, I looked in Salt Lake City. It was $600 a night.
What?
$600 a night compared to $180 out here in the Springs. Because they don't assume that someone would drive from the Springs all the way out there and then drive back.
Oh. Wow, that's crazy.
But I 100% would. So, I mean, like, I'm willing to, go out there in an RV and bring a tent.
Tents.
I mean, honestly, we could just,
tents make marvelous noises.
We could just go and, rent like a, half-decent SUV, put some tents in there, put a bunch of, food in there, set up a camp, and then set up a camp based, like a pillow fort, with the couches and the chairs and all that, but with like the fucking
truck. We just need to get one of those like super big bougie tents that have like the little that have the thing that the flap that hangs out in the front, like a canopy. The ones that have lots and lots of rods.
Yep. So, I mean, we're gonna figure all this shit out. If anybody has any information on Burning Man, what to do, where to get a decent priced RV close to Burning Man. Like right now, I'm looking at spending about $2,000 just in rental fees, and that's fine by me. I don't care. I can swing $2,000 to have an RV out there. Probably spend another couple thousand to get a pull behind trailer. Go out there with my motorcycle and then go into town and get water. I don't know. Figure it out. I mean, we have plenty of time. And on the other end over there, we got Courtney, who is excellent to her grandmother. She is very nice to her.
What?
You're such a good granddaughter.
Oh my god. I guess I am.
You are.
She always is complimenting me, so she must think I'm doing a good job.
Yeah, because if she doesn't compliment her, you break her other hip and like, bah, take that.
Oh my god. I don't think she's even broken her hip. She's just had her hip replaced.
I mean, that's breaking your hip. They break your hip, take it out of you, and replace it.
Yeah, but
that's like the definition of breaking it. The doctors.
Yeah, but.
They break it medically,
in surgery,
yeah.
Versus like breaking it accident wise is different.
Surgery is still barbaric. Like, we have drugs to make it pretty, but surgery is barbaric.
Yeah, they're still breaking it.
Like,
she had to have her knee replaced too.
It's okay. It grew back.
Oh my gosh.
Like, causing harm to heal greater harm is a very delicate balance. Surgery's amazing.
But for the first story of this week, we do have a Black History Month one.
You literally just said you weren't going to.
Of course I did. I lied to you.
Oh.
Ba 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 ba. So a vendor apologizes for a school lunch served on the first day of Black History Month. What do you think that this lunch was? Take a wild guess at to what a school lunch, you know, they had to apologize for this lunch that they served.
Fried chicken?
And what else?
Watermelon?
Yeah, you nailed it.
No! No! I wasn't
Rockland County, New York is a food vendor is apologizing for what it calls an unintentional and insensitive mistake. The situation involved food selections on the first day of Black History Month in a New York middle school. These guys are asking people if they want watermelon, and I was confused because watermelon really isn't in season. You know, it was reported on the school's lunch menu that day, along with chicken and waffles.
What the hell?
So, yeah, they had an outside school, like an outside food vendor, and.
Oh my god, I feel so bad.
Yeah, they were, you know, planning to serve cheesesteaks, but they got, you know, fried chicken and waffles and watermelon. And it's just, there was a change in leadership at Aramark. And they mixed up the fucking menus, and it's supposed to be just cheesesteaks that day.
Nah, they just got caught red-handed, and they got to make them sound all sorry.
No, whoever was in charge of this knew what the fuck they were doing.
Oh, yes.
And it's hilarious.
No, it's fucking... Is it funny? It's okay if I laugh at it?
It is hilarious.
Okay, thank you. I'm laughing at it.
The greatest shit of all time. You know,
oh my god.
Fucking thumbs up to you guys, especially... in New York. I'm like, god damn. Like,
oh, I thought this was somewhere in the South for some reason.
No, New York.
Oh. This makes it even better. This makes it so much better.
Oh, my.
I love this.
But yeah, like, there's, like, no, like, watermelon's not the thing right now. Like... Want some watermelon? You know, you got some chitlins, some grits. It's like, what? It's like, we're also going to sing some spiritual hymns for you. And then afterwards, we're going to send you on a field trip to a cotton factory. And you can go out into the field and pick some cotton.
Oh my god, do you remember the video?
Yeah, of course I remember the video.
Oh my god, I haven't thought of the video in so long.
The racist field trip video?
Yes!
And you can't ever like outdo how a black man tells a story, because a black man tells a story a certain way with a certain, you know,
their story,
and it's like
they know how to own it.
Yeah, black guys telling stories, hilarious every fucking time. Women tell, it's like the opposite of a woman telling a story. Like a woman back, yeah, you know, my, you know, coworker Bethany. It's like, no. Well, Bethany was a bitch. She still is a bitch, but she was a bitch, too. And it's like, I don't know, Bethany. It's like, you know, how does the story end? Let me get to that. And it's like, you know, and then Bethany had a brooch and she lost it and she started blaming everybody. And then she found it in her locker. The end.
I hate that name so much.
I know, it's a terrible name.
It's a dreadful name. It makes my nose feel clogged.
I mean, just like name your kid Beth. Just know she's going to be a lesbian and it's fine. Like, I feel like Beth
I was thinking of Little Women because, like, Beth dies.
No, I know a lesbian Beth. And it's like, just Beth is just like one syllable names on women. Just like, I feel like just turn them into lesbians. You know, like, you name a woman Raz, she's a lesbian. You know, Mel, lesbian. Melanie, not a lesbian.
Oh my gosh.
It makes sense, does it not? Am I being outrageous here to say that one syllable female names turn the women lesbian? There are women with, you know, longer names that are also lesbians. But, you know, just like, you know, Beth. Boom.
And I'm sure
there's straight Beths out there, but, you know, you fucking give them an opportunity to kiss a woman.
What about Kat?
Yeah, she's a fucking bisexual chick, you know, until she changes her name from, like, Kitty to Karen.
Oh, my God. Ew.
And then she's, like, married with three kids. And, you know, yelling at managers back, get me your manager. I am the manager. Then get me your manager.
Oh, my God.
I mean, like, you know, I want to see data on this. Like, I want to go and, like, meet women. It's like, what's your name? Oh, single syllable. Are you a part of the LGBT, you know, group? And I bet you it's going to be 70% of these single-syllable women names are going to be, you know, either bisexual or lesbians.
I'm just going to round up to a 10, not like 72 or like a 79%.
Yeah, no, why would I fucking do that?
Because that's important.
No, it's not. But yes, this is something that I will stand behind. But terrible for that school. But honestly, you know, chicken, watermelon, it's a good fucking meal. Shut the fuck up. You know, quit your complaining.
You are allergic to watermelon.
Yeah, I'm allergic to any fucking watermelon thing. Honeydew, cantaloupe, all that shit. And, okay, so for the next one, we are just here, and none of us died. An Indiana man dies after falling from a Puerto Rico cliff while filming a TikTok video.
Good.
And I feel like God pushed him over the fucking edge. What a dumb fucking idiot.
Was it Gen Z?
It was this guy here.
Okay, does it label him as Gen Z or not? Because that's important.
His name was Edgar Gara. He's a 27.
I don't know. His parents might have been horrible and named him after
G-A-R-A-Y, like Gray. I'll just call him Gray. 27-year-old dickhead was at the southwest coast of Puerto Rico, and he fell off a 70-foot coastal cliff near the lighthouse in Cabo Rojo, and, you know, they had to fucking, like, go towards difficult terrain just to get his fucking body. I just like, let the fucking sea have him. Who gives a shit?
Oh, my Lord.
This,
like, that's got to be, like, a really scary way to die, but, like, at least it's going to be quick.
No, I'm sure he fucking hit a whole bunch of shit and then starved to death down there, as he should have. If you're making dumb fucking TikTok videos on coastal cliffs...
Yes.
Fuck around, find out, you know.
Please take yourself out of the gene pool. It's that simple.
Yeah, and, like, I just dumb as fuck.
Do they have the video?
No.
Aw.
Yeah, unfortunately, he was trying to do what he was doing closer to the edge than he should have been. You know, Carlos set up a verified... I love it. It's a verified GoFundMe, because I guess a bunch of people have been setting up fake GoFundMes.
That's fucking brilliant.
Yeah, it is.
That's fucking brilliant.
We express our heartfelt condolences to the family. No! Go fuck yourself! You raised a retard. That is what happened. You raised a retarded fucking kid that did retarded fucking shit, and he died because he was retarded.
Yeah.
Smack the shit out of your kids. Take a belt to their ass. Take away their fucking phone. Stop, you know, fucking being like, oh.
They take away their phone, then it'll have to actually parent.
Take away their fucking phone and be a parent. You spilt your semen into a woman. Fucking take responsibility for that shit. I know it sucks. It sucks to fucking have to look at a little baby in the face and be like, I love you and I'll take care of you for the rest of your life. Yeah, no. Find a woman with a broken uterus and fucking dump loads in her. I found one.
Thank God it was broken.
Broke that shit all the way.
Thank fucking God.
But yeah, I don't feel bad for this guy at all. I was there. I didn't die. But this is one that I saw that I know my wife would fucking get a kick out of.
Okay.
Lord of the Rings tells Brighton Benfirm to change name over in the UK. It is Lord of the Bens, waist clearance, one ring to remove it all.
So what? Like they made him take it down?
A call, you know, one call to remove it all.
They made him take it down?
Because, you know, this is what the shirt looks like.
Why? This is the best thing ever.
And, you know.
What?
The waist collection firm in Brighton has been told by lawyers for Lord of the Rings franchise to change its name. And, yeah, they have to spend thousands to rebrand. But they're like, yeah, we're not going to do that because we're not competing with you at all.
Oh, my God. Tolkien is rolling over in his grave right now. He would approve of this. I know I said his name wrong, and I apologize to everybody.
J.R.R. Tolkien.
No, I'm not going to get through the syllables. I just know I won't.
Oh, my God.
The company was also claimed that they were ordered to ditch their slogan, One Ring to Remove It All.
That's bullshit.
It's like, it's not close enough. And
that's the most hilarious thing ever.
And honestly, I feel like...
I hate it when this kind of shit has to get shot down.
Yeah, no. Like, I feel like if it's left up... If they, like, left it alone long enough, it's, like, tough shit. You didn't do anything about it. You didn't protect your trademark, you know, aggressively enough. And they've been, you know, running for years. You don't get to touch them
but
now.
But it's just a small company. Like, leave them alone. God.
I mean, honestly, we should just fucking boycott them. You know, boycott all their fucking movies. Boycott their bullshit thing that they got going on Amazon. Boycott all their fucking bullshit. And then find someone that works for them that's been, like, fucking touching children. And be like, oh, no, I guess you're going to have to take down your entire thing. Because one guy that was working for you was touching children.
Such a bummer.
And then just, you know, back, hey, guess what? You know, all of Lord of the Rings bullshit is gone now.
Yeah, they ruined the fun. Now it's no fun for anyone.
Jeez.
They stomped their feet and threw a tantrum. Stupid.
Yeah.
See, you know, this is my favorite fucking thing, is these rich assholes, like the second that the boiling pot boils over and people don't give a fuck anymore, these people are no longer safe because law and order gets thrown the fuck out the window. And it's like, yeah, we just walk up in your house and shoot you in the face.
I feel like if there was going to be a revolt, it would have happened by now. But more millennials need to die.
No, millennials are...
Because we're not gonna...
Millennials are fucking lazy as shit. See, if
we are traumatized... and we are self-aware, but it's not helping.
If I was to go up and try and revolt, they'd shut me down quick. But, you know, say 100,000 people go up and revolt and pull people out of their houses and kill them. What are you going to fucking do? Send in the army?
Yeah.
You want to start a fucking war with the American public? Because, here's how I imagine, like, everything going here in America anyway.
Like, you see how riots have turned out, though.
Yeah, shit happened. And people fucking died. And, you know, people that were supposed to go to jail went to jail.
I heard those got passes or something.
But, you know, here's a true rant. You know, they are pushing more and more truckers out of the trucking industry. And they're not refilling those roles quick enough because no one wants to do that fucking job for fucking peanuts anymore. People are getting sick and tired of it. And yeah, they do have autonomous trucking coming down the road. It's not fucking bulletproof. And anything can happen. And not a lot of these companies want to fucking take the liability of just going 100% autonomous with their fleets. Because guess what? If one of their trucks crashes, it's going to fucking just bankrupt their entire company. And it's like, oh yeah, no, you're getting sued for like $10 billion.
Like, this isn't happening tomorrow, but it's happening soon type thing.
Yeah, it will happen. But, you know, if we don't have enough truck drivers to get everything done, you're not going to have clean water because the fucking wastewater plants aren't going to have anyone to take the fucking, waste away. Because, you know, all the things you shit out your butt, you know, it gets cleaned and then they have to put it in a tank. And then that tank gets put into a truck. And that truck gets sent away and that dumps it somewhere as fertilizer or whatever.
Huh.
You know.
It's one of our few resources of upcycling.
Yeah, it's a great resource. Also, all your fucking garbage, that doesn't get fucking taken out no more. So now your garbage just starts to pile up at your house. Damn, doesn't that suck? Oh, you go to the gas station and you want fucking fuel? Nah, there's no fuel here. You go to the grocery store, you want food? There's no food here. So now you're out of clean water, out of food. You have no way to get to your fucking job. So the economy just entirely fucking collapses just on those few fucking things. And it's like, okay, cool. And now you're going to your next door neighbor fucking stealing their fucking food and shooting them in the face. And, you know, that's just going to, you know, spread. And it's like, you know, people are going to make, you know what? It's these rich assholes that are really the ones that, you know, kind of held back all the money. And they are going to be the ones that are targeted. They're going to be the ones that are pulled out of their fucking houses and goddamn Gaddafi'd. Huh. So, that's, you know, my two cents on, you know, what is going to happen. You know, that's how the boiling pot's going to boil over, is when there's no food at the grocery store, no clean water, no safe drinking water, and people start dying. You know, you try and take your dad to the hospital because, you know, he has a minor infection. Guess what? Hospitals don't have supplies anymore.
Yeah.
No one has a job. No one can make money. You know. They're not going to be able to kick you out of the house because they don't have any gas to get over there.
Yeah.
So everyone gets to stay in their house. Excellent. But guess what? You're not making money. The power company shuts off your power, shuts off your gas. Now you don't have power or gas.
I wonder how that would work.
They just shut it off.
Well, I mean, if they themselves have no money and are doing that, are they going to shut it off for everyone? I mean...
Yeah, probably.
I don't know. I feel like there's a way that people would hack it or something. Because, yeah, I mean, they've been in controlled parts of the power grid before. I mean, if it got that bad that they turned it off, I feel like people would try to hack them and turn it back on again.
Well, I mean, like, over here in Colorado, we have a coal plant, And if there's no one running those trains, there's no coal coming in, no electricity being produced, guess what? You're shit out of luck. No electricity, you know, they don't turn it off. There's just no electricity to flow anymore. So, it's, you know, something that's going to, you know, turn into a major fucking shit show. And, you know, these rich assholes are going to be the ones that really have to fucking pay.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if all the truck drivers in America really wanted to, we could hold America by the balls. And there isn't a damn thing they could do against it. Nothing. We can be like, okay, every fucking truck driver now makes $500,000 a year. And you'd have to pay it. We could hold you ransom. And, you know, we could say, if anybody does anything against any of these truck drivers, we stop driving for a week.
Yeah.
So it's like, if you pull a truck driver out of his truck and beat him to death, guess what? Now no trucks are driving for a week. And we can continue driving. You know, you can continue having your way of life, continue getting to work, continue doing all your shit. But we are the ones that hold this economy together. And people keep on pushing them out. Here's new laws. Get the fuck out. Here's new laws. Get the fuck out. You know, here's ELDs. Here's, you know, speed fucking control. Here's electronic IDs. You know, make sure every fucking 2 years you get your fucking medical exam done. Oh, wait, the fucking DMV website didn't work that well. Oh, that sucks. You lost your license. Oh, you fucking went over the train tracks without stopping, putting on your four-way flashers and rolling down your windows and looking both ways? Guess what? You don't have a license for a year now. These are all fucking real goddamn things.
That's kind of... That last one is stupid.
If you run fucking hazmat, you have to fucking follow a lot of goddamn rules.
Because you're hazmat.
Because, you know, if you're, you know, hauling a tank of gasoline and a train hits it, it could blow up a town. So,
yeah,
obviously, you know, fucking don't be a dickhead about it. You know, and you're supposed to. And every single one I see does it because, you know, if a cop sees you not fucking, you know, put on your four ways and look both ways and all that shit. Or, like, a school bus has to do the same fucking thing. You lose your license.
Okay, so from my perspective, the truck can stop. The train cannot.
Absolutely, yeah. That's
like,
it.
That's the whole fucking point. Like, you can't be too careful because the train cannot stop. Like, it doesn't matter how it happened, the train cannot stop.
Yeah, and it's putting too much goddamn trust in the fucking, you know, cross guards. You know, to actually come down and lights to blink.
Exactly. That's why you check.
So, you know, boom, boom.
These are good.
And then
it's annoying, but they're good measures.
It's not even that much of a, you know, a delay. You're going slow through that town anyway. You're doing
exactly.
Like 25. You come to a stop, boom, boom. Okay, you're on your way. So, but yeah, I mean, they just want to push these people out and, you know, fuck around and find out. See what the fuck happens. So,
I don't know. I have a feeling we'll always end up figuring out a way to make us peons work.
Nope. Like, there's just no possible way.
I mean, come on. What about the railroad shit that happened recently?
The railroad shit? What railroad shit?
Well, they were supposed to strike right around Christmas time. And they didn't.
Probably because they got what they wanted.
I don't think they did.
They probably were like, okay, we'll just close down the entire railroad and you'll all lose your fucking jobs. And then we'll hire fucking new people and you will not have a job and you will not have anything for your kids for Christmas and you'll lose goddamn everything. Especially if it's a town where the railroad controls everything and has a stranglehold on shit. You know,
yeah.
Like towns that, you know, where the mill ran everything. And the second the mill went out of business, the town became a ghost town.
Hmm.
You know, there's, you know, companies that can do that. It's like, okay, we have a stranglehold on everything here. If we let you go, you don't get fucking hired here at all, and you lose everything. So.
Well.
But enough of my...
President Biden, like, signed some like laws into place, and that's why it got resolved.
Eh, whatever.
Like,
not really.
I'm surprised he did something.
I don't even think he knew what he signed.
Probably not.
Yeah. Definitely not.
But I'm done ranting. No one wants to hear me rant.
No.
Over in Las Vegas, parents are still without answers nearly a week after a gastrointestinal illness outbreak affected more than 100 children at an elementary school in Las Vegas, resulting in teachers lined the affected students outside the facility as they repeatedly vomited.
What?
Clark County School District and Southern Nevada Health District have not said what caused the incident that took place on January 27th, as many of the 130 affected students experienced projectile vomiting outside Wayne N. Tanaka Elementary School. According to the reports, a parent said that students were offered trash cans to direct their expelled contents.
I mean, what else should they vomit in?
Yeah, exactly.
Teacher said it was
they
like
literally
Armageddon.
Give you garbage bags to vomit in at the hospital.
But yeah, they're saying it's the cafeteria food.
I mean, clearly.
Obviously, it's cafeteria food.
Clearly.
Yeah.
There's no denying that.
Of course.
But yeah, this shit's fucking hilarious. It's like, I just like imagine like 130 kids just, you know, people are driving by like, what the fuck?
Like, that must have been so awful.
Like, one kid throws up on a bus. Like, I remember this. I remember being on the bus, you know, growing up and going to school, and then, like, one kid would throw up, and, like, the bus driver couldn't really stop to, you know, handle it, so it slide. And like, you know, there's a ring that went out throughout the bus. Throw up! And if you had your bag on the ground, you fucking lifted it up, feet up in the air, you know. Because you didn't want that throw up to fucking hit your bag. And always, every fucking time this would happen, it would trigger another kid to throw up.
Duh.
You know, throw up, lift your bags. And it's like, no!
Yeah.
And like this poor school bus driver just has to fucking get back and like, I was gonna fucking go home and jerk off. And, you know, but I guess I have to clean this now. Less jerk off time for me.
Yeah.
But yeah, imagine, like, yeah.
I feel so bad for bus drivers.
But that reminds me of what was that fucking it was like a mockumentary where, like, they, like, put laxatives in, like, the cafeteria food.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Like, cereal or something like that.
Ah, oh, that was, I love that.
And, like, the kids were, like, running around and, like, shitting everywhere. And it's like, and, like the video came out before, like, the documentary did. Or the mockumentary did. And, like, people were like, holy shit, is this real? And it was fake as fuck. But
oh, my God. What the fuck was that called?
Let me see.
Okay.
People shitting in a school video.
Those are the keywords you chose.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm school diarrhea at lunch.
That's not going to refine things in any way.
Ew.
Put in mockumentary. I think that needs to be, that'll be a helpful word.
Yeah, I mean, like, I found the fucking video. See why. Yeah, it was, I don't know. I'm not gonna fucking go look for it. It was on Netflix.
No,
like,
closure.
No closure. I think it was cereal. I'm pretty sure it was cereal where, like, the fucking boyfriend was you know, blamed for fucking killing his girlfriend or something.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure it was Serial.
Yeah.
And like, there's a podcast about it. Whatever. But that's what it reminds me of.
Oh my gosh.
That's horrible. Yeah, mm-hmm. But this is, you know, what happens. A 16-year-old girl died after a shark mauled her while swimming in the Swan River in Australia.
Oh my goodness.
Bitch, you're in Australia. Don't go anywhere. Stay in your hotel room. Like, it is a dangerous fucking place. A female received injuries after being bitten by an unknown species of shark.
It was a bull shark.
Okay, fine. It was a bull shark, according to my wife.
No, it's a bull shark. I've watched River Monsters. It's a bull shark.
The girl,
oh, my God.
She was jet skiing with her friends and spotted a pod of dolphins and tried to swim with them.
Oh, dear Lord.
Instead, she found a shark that bit into her leg. No.
Oh, my God. So dumb.
Witnesses said a young man jumped in to retrieve the girl, with many describing him as a hero. One witness suggested the young man could have been the girl's boyfriend. Well,
because the only relationship
now.
A boy and a girl can have is fucking that. It could have been her brother or like a close friend or like God. I don't know anything besides that.
I can tell you this. If I see you jump into the water to go swim with dolphins in Australia,
then I deserve that.
I'm going to watch you get eaten.
Yeah, no, I deserve
that. I'm going to be like...
Because I know better. I know better.
I'm going to look at you and be like, Darwin Award. You're getting your Darwin Award right now. Hey, bitch. You're getting your Darwin Award.
Can I be on the Dumb Ways to Die song afterwards?
Dumb Ways to Die. So many dumb ways to die. Swimming with dolphins, getting eaten by sharks in Australia. The dumb bitch couldn't figure it out because she, you know, didn't realize she's in Australia.
Oh my.
No, seriously, bull sharks can swim in fresh water.
But yes, this is the first death in the river for a century. The only other confirmed fatal attack occurring January 31st, 1923. So, 100 years.
Yeah.
Like, fucking...
Bull sharks have been found as far as 1,200 miles inland.
Like, crazy fucking diseases, like a COVID again.
Like, pure fresh water.
But, you know, she had to die. It's sad. It is very sad. I do feel bad for this girl.
Sharks are ultimate predators.
She was 16.
She chose to swim with dolphins.
And it's like, you know, no one told her not to swim with dolphins in Australia.
You shouldn't have to be told not to swim with the dolphins.
Now it would have been kind of funny if, like, the dolphins just raped her and, like, drowned her. I'd be like, oh, now you get that. Fucking horny little dolphins just fucking raped your corpse.
Yeah.
On.
Yeah, dolphins rape, okay? It's just something that happens.
So do penguins.
And ducks.
God damn.
Mm-hmm.
These rapist animals. Fucking.
Yeah.
And directors.
Penguins. Movies. Can be gay.
Yeah, everything can be gay.
Penguins also fuck dead things and shit.
Yeah, whole is
they're
a whole,
dinosaurs.
Okay?
They're fucking dinosaurs. Cut them some slack.
Like we do chickens?
Exactly.
I don't know.
No, chickens are dinosaurs too. Any fucking bird's a dinosaur. They're fucking dinosaurs.
And so, for the last story, the U.S. shoots down a Chinese spy balloon.
Oh, yeah.
So, they went and shot it the fuck down. They got it down in the Carolina coast. By an F-22 fighter aircraft. You know, they fucking nailed it. And Joe Biden's like, yo, he did something. And then right afterwards, the York County Sheriff said, you know, that is no moon. Yes, there are reports of a Chinese balloon flying out over our area in the moment. It's flying at 60,000 feet. Do not try and shoot it. Your rifle rounds will not reach it. Be responsible. What comes up must come down, including your bullets.
Oh my god.
So I guess people were shooting at it, taking pot shots at this Chinese balloon.
I thought people would do that.
Of course they would.
Oh my god.
Americans are stupid.
They're so stupid.
Oh my goodness.
I'm sure like one of them gonna see like a weather balloon back Chinese. Bo bo bo.
I once saw this post by some dude who like lived in Sweden, and he was like, he's just like, there's like stupid and then there's American stupid. And like I immediately felt that and understood it.
They're stupid.
Oh my
American
gosh,
stupid.
You act like they can't be dumb too.
Courtney, no, it's
they're everywhere.
It's different, Courtney. We're America. It's different.
Yeah, like Russians are just dumb, and but they like live with their consequences. Like, oh, well, I don't have an arm anymore. Guess I gotta live with it. Gonna fucking jerk off fucking the other way. Oh no, my wife has
I'm so
to...
sorry. I can't hold it. We started the podcast late too.
You fucking went pee like after we did it. Whatever.
Sure.
So, all right, on to the Am I the Asshole? It's a short one, so I can read it.
Oh my goodness.
Am I the asshole for telling my son that he's obviously gay? My son, 17-year-old male, has apparently been in the closet for the past 7 months. So, my son is fairly masculine, straight, and acting as if that makes sense. However, he obviously has a boyfriend, 18 male, for the past 7 months. He sometimes baby talks to the boy, hugs him all the time, has called him handsome, shares clothes, sits way too close to each other to the point where they're basically cuddling. He closes his bedroom door with him, but not any other friends. Sees him like every day, buys him gifts, and for the past 7 months, now he always smells great. He has his hair fixed really nice and dresses nicer, among other things. Today, I asked my son if he was going to invite his boyfriend on our trip. And he got awkward and said, that's not funny. Actually, he probably said, that's not funny. I asked what he meant. He said, I'm straight, and that's not funny. I laughed when I realized he was serious, and I started laughing even harder. I told him he was in a very obvious in a relationship with a guy and did a terrible job at hiding it. He got emotional and started asking me not to tell his dad. My husband already knows. Like I said, it was obvious. Then he got upset and said I outed him when he wasn't ready. He hasn't said a word to me in the past couple days. Am I the asshole?
What?
Is he going to read it?
I did read it. What?
That, basically, like, I'm going to say no assholes.
He's just being a teenager. He's a teenager being a teenager.
He got pumped out that he didn't have that coming out moment. And he got butt hurt.
I mean, literally got butt hurt from his boyfriend.
Oh my gosh. You don't know which one's on top.
Both of them. You sure?
Yeah.
Hey, give me your hole. I'll give you my hole. Bada boom, bada boom. Unless you're a fucking power bottom. But you have a G spot in your butthole. Like, you're fucking both sticking shit in your ass. It's fine.
Yeah.
Like, okay. I met gay guys that are like, you know, fucking fuck me and then I could fuck you and...
I want to see the comments!
Okay, my wife wants to see the comments. Bada bada boom. You're the asshole! Oh, god damn it.
What?!
When I was 17 and watching TV with my parents, out of the blue, my dad turned to me and said, you know it's okay if you're gay, right? I laughed it off and said, okay, and went on with my day. Within 6 months, I was questioning it. Took several more years before I was comfortably calling myself bi and coming out to my friends and family. I think it might have given off vibes to my parents for dad coming out and saying it like that. But at no point did he assume, make comments alluding to nothing. I was given time and space to reach that conclusion on my own. You took that away from your son. Instead of saying something ineffective, if you're cool, you know, blah, 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 we love you. You need to stomp this shit out before it spirals. Let you know, blah, 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 blah. Just let your kid know.
It's all, like, kind of, everyone was taking it too seriously.
Yeah, this,
like,
this
if he was obvious enough that, like, he was almost cuddling.
For 7 months. Stupid. For 7 months.
Like, what is he thinking? That he's not going to get found out? Are they stupid? They're not stupid.
I can't take this seriously. I just see him as a teenager, being a teenager.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, he like, didn't get to have his fucking...
stolen. He has to sulk for a little bit, maybe, like, watch a musical or two, and then things will be right as rain, right? Isn't that how that shit works?
I don't know. I think he's the classic jock.
Yeah, I mean, he is a tough dude, and, you know, now he's sad that he doesn't get to have his, you know, hello moment. Hello, mama. Hello, dada. Hello, the great big sky.
They still could have thrown a party.
I'm to start the day, and I'm super gay, you know.
They still could have done a party. That would have been fine.
Yeah, I mean,
the revelation was missed, but the party afterwards could still have been there.
It was just a trip. And it's like, you know, if you're going to try and hide something from your parents for 7 months and not be who you are, it's like, dude, like that you're pretty much telling your parents, I don't trust you to be who I am around you. And I don't believe that you're just going to love me regardless. So I'm going to lie to you.
But that's like what OP saw that what was happening, and so he tried to like open it on his end, and like he made the first move as opposed to waiting for his son to like feel like he, like, I don't know, if I saw my child hiding something from me and I thought I could make it easier for them to come to me because I was actually really happy about it, I would have done the same. Like, I would have done exactly what Opie did.
He just had his backup about it already. And, like, didn't know how to take it.
Yeah.
That's why I said no assholes.
Yeah. No, he's just being a teenager, and Opie was doing his best.
Yeah.
Like, this is going to blow over, I'm sure.
Yeah.
I wonder if there is, like, a... Because sometimes they... Well, fucking... Nope. Not the asshole, but a close call. Laughing wasn't great. Yeah, don't laugh at your kids. Yeah, maybe they'll post an update to it. But, yeah, don't be gay. And be ashamed of it. It's, like, the most awesome shit ever. Like, I wish I was gay. I wish I could, like, you know... swallow cum, but I don't think I can.
So do you have to swallow if you're gay?
I feel like you do.
Because...
Like, I just, you know... Like, I come into the toilet because I don't like getting cum on me. I'm like, ew-y.
Yeah, and so you think anyone likes having that in their mouth?
Yeah, but you have to.
Okay, I swallow because it's gross to hold it in my mouth long enough to spit it out, okay?
Yeah, like, where do you want it, ma'am? And
also, like, my stomach's so fucked up. I don't care. I hope it dies in pain.
But that's it for this episode. We'll be back next week. Yeah, we'll talk about more dumb bullshit, obviously. So,
bye. Bye.